Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week, Time for All Things. And we've been looking at the subject of time, how it affects us, how it influences, how God looks at time, and what are the parameters of time that deeply affect us and concern us, because we are creatures of time. God ordained time, but a time is coming when, as Revelation says in the 10th chapter, time will be no more. And each one of us have the privilege, the right to make the choice of where we're going to spend eternity. And that's so important. In fact, if there's someone listening right now that's not certain that you're going to go to heaven when you take your last breath, just pray with me. Father, we come to you with the simplicity and the humility of a child. Father, there may be much that we don't understand, but Lord, we trust that you are a good and a faithful and a loving God, and you're not willing that any should perish, but all that should come to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Lord, we call upon your name, as the scriptures say, and we ask, Lord, as we repent of our sins, Lord, that you would redeem us, you would save our soul, that Lord, with your help, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we will begin to live our lives having chosen the path of righteousness, and you will give us wisdom, and you will direct us in all of our ways. You will lead us, Lord, according to your plan for the seasons of our lives. Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for filling us with the power of the Holy Spirit to live a life that would glorify you and give us a hope for a glorious future when you come again to take your people home. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I've been sharing on a time for all things, that in this fast-paced world of the 21st century, there seems to be so little time for many, and others perhaps, that there's the loneliness of having too much time on their hands, and that is frequently the case of many who are advanced in years. But there is good news. God wants us as the sons of Issachar to discern the times in which we are living. We are to understand that the time is short, scriptures being fulfilled, and the end is coming soon. We don't know the day or the hour. And so we need to discern the times are short, and we should evaluate our lives. Are we living for ourselves, or are we living for the Lord? Are we just concerned about our own interests, or are we investing our times wisely in eternal purposes? And then we have the privileges. I think the greatest gift God has given us is that of our will. We make the choices of our lives. Sometimes we may not have, and God understands that, but when we have the freedom of choice, then it is important how we make those choices. I shared the parable in Luke, the 12th chapter, of the rich man. He was being blessed. He prospered. He said, well, I just need more room. I'll pull down my barns and build bigger. And I'm really well prepared for the future. I can take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And so we need to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time, Colossians 4 and 5. So shouldn't we try a little harder to capture the moments we've been given, to love more deeply, to forgive more quickly, to listen more carefully, and to speak more affirmingly. We should live each day as if it's our last, because we have no promise of tomorrow. Why should we do all of this? Because Jesus is coming back. 2 Peter 3:10 and 11 says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. People won't expect it, beloved." The scripture goes on to say, "In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" Regarding the return of the Lord, Matthew 24:1-8, I'm just going to read the significant, the pertinent words of Jesus. He said, "Of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." In the third chapter of Acts, verses 20 through 21, the scriptures tell us, "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things." God has a time, which God has spoken by the mouth of all the prophets since the world began. I read an interesting portion of history recently. It says, in London, in the year 1666, to many it looked like the end of the world, the year when Jesus would return. Prophecy enthusiasts had added 1,000 years since Christ's birth. They added 1,000 years to 666, the number of Antichrist to arrive at that date. The then-known world seemed to be on the verge of destruction when in 1665 a plague claimed the lives of 100,000 people in London, England. Then, in September 1666, a London fire destroyed tens of thousands of buildings. With all these catastrophes, didn't the Bible predict that would happen at the end of the age? Yet, the year 1666 passed, and life went on, seemingly as it had before. In God's wisdom, the actual time of Christ's return has been kept from us. Why? Because it helps keep us believers motivated in Christian service and in spiritual growth at all times, not just near a certain date. 1 John 3:2-3 declare, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, when Jesus returns, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Beloved, in conclusion, I guess the best statement we can make is no doctrine is more closely linked to practical daily living, our day-to-day lives, than that of the Lord's return. He has not given us a specific date, but he has told us to be ready, to have our lamps trimmed and waiting for the Master, not to be as a foolish virgin, but a wise one, awaiting the promise of our Lord's return. Praise God. Father, we just ask that you would just strengthen us to live in all holiness, in all righteousness before you. Lord, that we would discern the times and that we would be willing to obey that which you place on our hearts. Father, give us wisdom, give us understanding. In Jesus' name, I praise you and I thank you for it. For the Lord would say, "My beloved, you are part of a holy remnant that I am raising up, a sanctified people, a people conformed to my Son's image, prepared by my hand. I have been with you every step of the way, through all of your tests, through all of your trials, through your victories as well as your failures. Do not be concerned about your failures, for they are under the blood, and no one is able in these testings to have a perfect score. When you accepted my Son as Lord and Savior, he took away many burdens. But I have also called you, as Jesus declared, to take my yoke upon you. my yoke is not too heavy to bear, for Jesus bears it with you. Nevertheless, beloved, you have been called and you have been chosen to follow, regardless of the cost, and the cost has been high. I have allowed the most intense testing and sifting to come to my saints. At times, you have felt like giving up. You've been under such severe attacks as never before. Darkness has surrounded you, and it has been allowed by me to test and to purify your faith. And it also has been designed to produce endurance and maturity for the sending forth of my purposes and your walk in your life. My beloved, it is my desire that I shall strengthen you, and you shall be bold, and you shall be strong, and carry out great exploits for the cause of Christ, for the work of the kingdom. The enemy has tried to place doubts in your heart, doubts as to my promises and my goodness. But I, your God, have placed in you the desires of my heart, and they have become your desires. My vision has become your vision, and my desires and my vision shall come forth. I have decreed and declared it, says the Lord. I have given you great and mighty promises, and my promises are right on time. You shall see all the fruit you have been endeavoring to see. I say to you this day that all the palmerworm and the cankerworm hath eaten is going to be restored to you, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for that word, and we receive it as truth. We know that you have all things. You have our times, our future in your hands, and that you will perfect everything that concerns us. We give you the honor and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Beloved, it's been a joy to minister to you the truths of what the scriptures say about the times, our times that are in his hands. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.